have a message of encouragement tonight.
I'd like to write the title on the board.
Written on the board, the Lord hearkened. I'd like to turn to the third chapter of Malachi and read the 16th verse. Malachi 3:16. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. It says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." I'm thankful this evening that while the Lord often challenges us to a closer walk with him, we read in the Word of God so many places that challenge us, that challenge me. I recognize that I'm not where I want to be. I recognize I'm not where I believe the Lord wants me to be. And am challenged by the Spirit of Christ. I'm challenged by when you read what the fruit of the Spirit is, and you go down through each of those, I feel in great need. I don't feel like I've arrived in any of those areas. And I'm thankful for that challenge and for the Lord being faithful to help us recognize when we have much room for growth. But I'm also thankful tonight that while the Lord does that, He also encourages us. And He loves us. And He is compassionate. And He is forgiving. And He is merciful. And He extends hope to us when we recognize that we're not, we haven't reached the end of the journey. We have room to grow. The Lord extends hope to us, and He wants to be our friend. 15th chapter of John, the Lord said that He wasn't going to call us servants anymore, but He was going to call us friends. Jesus Christ willing to call us friends. And He wants us to find rest in Him. But because we are human, and in so much need, and because we live in a world where often it seems like that many things that we would like to have, you have to pay for them. And so we get in this mindset that for us to receive something, we have to give something of equal value in return. We're in an economy that is that way, and we engage in that kind of economy every single day. And I think because of that, if we're not careful, we can go through our Christian life not experiencing the peace and rest in the Lord that the Lord has for us, because we don't ever feel like we have enough to earn it, to pay for it. We don't have enough to give of ourselves of adequate value to receive in return soul rest and soul peace in of ourselves. Have you ever found yourself there? I have, and I do. at times until the Lord reminds me that it isn't within me to pay and earn my way in. I can't. It reminds me that it is only the blood of Jesus Christ that we can be saved. But I believe that the enemy of our souls uses this against us, and how soon we can forget that the invitation of the Lord was, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." It didn't say, "Come unto me, all ye that are deserving. Come unto me, all ye that have perfected every area in me in your own life. Once you get there, then those people come unto me and I will give you rest." I'm glad it didn't say that, because if it said that, I wouldn't be able to come to the Lord and find rest. But that's not what he said. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The price, the cost, our part is to come. Come. Turn away from that that you are engaged with at the time. Turn away from your current path and come unto me, and I will give you rest. And I want to encourage you this evening. I want to encourage each one that is here tonight that your labors are not in vain in the Lord. I want to encourage you that the Lord is taking note of your love for Him. The Lord is taking note the sacrifice that you make for Him. It's not going unnoticed. He sees your interest in Him, and He values it, and He cares. And there's going to come a day when He's going to wipe away all tears off of all faces, and the rebuke of His people will be no more. And the struggle against sin and temptation will be removed. And we will be forever protected from the influence of those things that are difficult for us to face in life, including ourselves. One of the greatest battles we face in life is the battle of facing ourselves and our own need. But in the meantime, I'd like to encourage you with the words of the Scripture that the Lord wants us to internalize here. He said, the writer said, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened." And I want to say this evening that I believe that the reason why you are here tonight, each one that is here tonight, I believe you are here because you fear the Lord. Because you care about the Lord. I don't think anybody's here just because you didn't have anything else to do. As I look over the congregation, I believe you are here because you care about the Lord. And you have a desire to draw closer to the Lord. And this Scripture said that those that feared the Lord, they spake often one to another. They came together and they spoke one to another about the things of the Lord. They were interested in the Lord. They were interested in fellowshipping with other people who also feared the Lord and loved the Lord. And so they came together and began to perhaps thank the Lord and pray to the Lord and encourage each other. And the Scripture said the Lord hearkened. And if you'll give me just a little bit of liberty, I can see the Lord up in His throne in heaven, and all of the things that he has to manage, if you could say it that way. All of the things that are under his control. And while he's busy with all of those things, many, many, many miles away, here are some people that get together and they love the Lord and their interest is of the Lord, and they set aside the duties of life for a little while and they come together in a place like here tonight. And we gather together and we sing the songs from our hearts. And we lift up our voices to the Lord in prayer. And we ask the Lord if He would be willing to meet with us. And we express to each other the testimony of our lips that we love the Lord. And we want to serve Him. And we recognize that we're not where we want to be because we don't believe we're where He wants us to be. But that's where we want to get. Because we fear the Lord and we love Him. And I can see the Lord as we get together and do that, as we are here tonight, that the Lord hearkens and He turns. He says, wait a minute, listen, look. Those are some of my children. And He takes note and He listens and He says, hey, bring me, Gabriel, bring me that book of remembrance over here. And begins writing down so and so on this date. What is today, the 3rd or 4th? September 4th, 2022. From their heart, they praised my name. They thought on my name. They fear me. They love me. They have an interest to serve me. They stepped away from other things that they could have given themselves to, and they're giving their hearts to me on this day. And this book of remembrance is written, and He captures it all. The writer of old was inspired to write it that way. That the Lord hearkened. He took special notice, and a book of remembrance was written. That one day, the Lord's going to say, where's that book of remembrance? Here it is. And He begins to flip through it and He finds, oh, yes, you're one of my children. Oh, I have it recorded here. On the 4th of 2022, you gathered together in my name, and from your hearts you praised me, and you loved me, and you had an interest to serve me, and you wanted a closer walk with me, and you left the congregation, the chapel, and you didn't leave there your interest in me, but you took it into the week, and you continued to pray to me, and you continued to seek my face, and you made decisions because you feared my name. And here it is. I have it written down. And the next day, the 5th, I see that it happened again. And on the 12th and the 13th, and enter into the joy of the Lord. You know, sometimes I feel like that we can focus on the unpleasant realities of the truth. You say, well, what are the unpleasant realities of the truth? Part of the truth is that there's going to be a judgment against those that do wrong. That's the truth. That's part of the message that God brought. And that He's not pleased with unrighteousness, willful unrighteousness. He's not pleased with willful unrighteousness. And that there's going to be a judgment against sin. And I don't know about you, but it's really easy for me to believe with all of my heart that there's going to be judgment against sin. And I believe with all of my heart that whenever somebody does something wrong, let me make it more personal. Whenever I fail the Lord, me personally, when I fail the Lord, there's no doubt in my mind but that the Lord took notice. I'm convinced of it. Are you that way too? You believe 100% the things in the Bible where the Scriptures say, if you do wrong, there's going to be a judgment. I caught it. Nothing escaped my eye. But then we turn right around. We believe those things, and we should. We believe those things so strongly in our hearts and our minds. But then we turn right around and sometimes don't grasp as strongly the hope of the gospel that is there for us too. The same gospel message. The same words of the Lord that speaks hope to those that fear His name, that love Him, that care about Him, that have an interest to serve Him. We can turn right around and the enemy can work on us as well. I hope He knows my heart. I hope He knows that I'm doing the best that I can to serve Him. Does He notice that I'm trying to serve Him and love Him and follow Him? And the enemy can cause us to doubt those things. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter and the 11th verse, and it speaks of, because the sentence against evil works is not executed speedily, the hearts of men are set to do evil. So people do wrong because a lot of times the sentence against that is delayed. Nothing happens. And yet, I think it causes me to think that the verse also could say, sometimes the reward to those that do right, that sow good seed, is sometimes delayed. But just because it's delayed, and just because the reward of the Lord is not always executed speedily, is no reason for us to stop doing good, any more than it is for those that are bad should stop doing wrong and sin. Because the Lord has hearkened, the Scripture says here, that He hearkened, and a book of remembrance was written. In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the last verse, the Scripture says, fear God and keep His commandments. That let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here's what it all boils down to. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, for He shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And what do we generally think about? It's easy for us to think about the evil. The Lord is going to bring every evil work into judgment, and all of those secret things that nobody else knows about, that I do wrong, the Lord caught it. It was not secret to Him, and I'm going to be held accountable for it. That's true. But it also said, every good thing. The Lord takes note of those that have a desire to serve Him. The Lord's promises are just as sure to us that have a desire to live for Him and to put Him first. And I think sometimes the enemy tries to steal that away from us and steal our peace and our joy and the rest that the Lord has for us. Jesus said that the Lord notices even when the sparrow falls. And He says, aren't you worth way more than the sparrow in the 10th chapter of Matthew? Aren't you worth more than that? How much more does your Father in heaven love and care about you? I want you to know tonight that the Lord loves you and He cares about you. Yes, we fail. Yes, there's times that we fall short. And we have to get back up, and we ask forgiveness, and we have to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. But if we will, if if our heart is to serve God, if our purpose is to follow Him, if we're committed to serving Him, and when we fall, we get up and we continue to push forward, and we take time out to gather together, and we fear the Lord, and we speak often one to another, and we sing the songs, and we lift up our hearts in prayer to Him, the Lord hearkens. And He hears that, and He takes note of that, and He doesn't forget that. And Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:19, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." We don't escape His notice. 2 Chronicles 16:9, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him." He is looking for us. He is searching out those that fear His name and whose heart is perfect towards Him. And He finds us, and He works for us many times when we don't even realize He's working on our behalf. But He is, because He takes notice. Be encouraged with that tonight. Well, the enemy likes to come along and says, "Well, hold on just a minute, not so fast. You're not perfect. And so therefore, this verse must not apply to you." Because this verse says, on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards Him. And the enemy loves to try to tell us that we're not good enough. Well, I have not found a perfect person yet in the eyes of God or man, and man, because we think of it in terms of that way lots of times, where a person has no more room for improvement and advance in spiritual things. But I do find the scripture that says that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth who? Me. Thank the Lord. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Let's read that verse. I'm almost finished, but I want to pick that up. Psalms 138:8. It's such an encouraging verse that the Lord wanted to be in the Word of God. The Lord wanted this verse to be in here for us to read. And it says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." Now listen to this next piece. "Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever." Thank the Lord. David said, "Forsake not the work of thine hands." The Lord isn't going to forsake the work of His hands. His mercy endures forever. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And He's speaking of those that are willing to turn ourselves over into the hands of Jesus Christ, as the clay is in the hands of the potter. That while we may have blemishes, while we do have blemishes, while the Lord wants to shape us into something that is more than what we are today, as we submit ourselves into the hands of the Lord, the promise is that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth those that are committed to serve Him, that are consecrated to Him, that are dedicated to do His will. And those that have a perfect heart, that the Lord would work His way in our lives, those are the people that the Scripture said that the Lord's eyes run to and fro across the face of the whole earth to find and discover those whose heart is perfect towards Him, that He might do strong things on our behalf. And every single one of us tonight, every one of us this evening, can be in that category, where we say, "Lord, I want to serve You. Lord, would You perfect that which concerneth me? Lord, I'm willing for You to work with me. Lord, please show me the path that I need to turn away from and the path that You would have me turn toward. and give me the grace and the help that I might be able to do that. And as we come before the Lord with that kind of desire and humility, the promises of the Word of God is that the Lord will be faithful to us. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because He loved the people. Jesus wept when Lazarus died, not because Lazarus was dead, because He knew He was going to raise him again. He wept because He saw the grief and the need of the people, and He loved them. And Jesus went to the cross and shed His blood when we were yet sinners and unrighteous. Why? Because He loved us. Because He wants to save us. Because He wanted to pay the price that we could not pay. So tonight, let's be encouraged to go home with assurance in our hearts that the Lord loves you, that He loves us, that He wants to be special to us, and that He is working on your behalf at the right hand of the throne of the Father, making intercession for us that we might be saved. May God help us avail ourselves of the rest that Jesus Christ paid for, that He invites us, you and me, to enter into, that He spoke of in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Let's have faith in it, that yes, it applies to me, and it applies to you. If we don't believe in it, then we are going to be left hopeless, not with hope. Let's believe in the Scriptures. The Lord invites us to come and enter into His love and His rest because He's hearkened unto us. The Lord takes note. And the Scripture goes on in the third chapter of Malachi, and He said that when He comes to make up His jewels, that He'll look down and take note of those that He has written in that book of remembrance. And He said those would be the ones that He would make up His jewels with. And that there would come a day when the Son of Righteousness, in the fourth chapter of Malachi, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in His wings. Tonight the Lord is offering us healing and salvation and peace and rest. Let us be encouraged tonight to avail ourselves of it. Amen.